feel good Freestyle Friday night. You know how we do on Fridays? We try to keep it as light as possible. Freestyle means you could call in for any reason you want. Normally, we want you to be on topic, have a take, usually with what we're talking about. But tonight, we don't care. Be the nonsensical wackos that you want to be. It's fine. We'll take your phone call. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You know what I miss, Will?
What?
I miss having people in studio. I was talking to Eric Young's the Voodoo Chef on the way here, and it's like, he wants to get back in the studio and do the Voodoo That You Do segments again. It's like the quarantine is it's taken a lot of that away from us. And although we're not at stay-at-home orders anymore, we're still taking extra precautions during this pandemic around the workplace. I mean, to peel the curtain back, the way we're doing it here, when you get off the elevator on the third floor here, they have a sign that says content with an arrow to the right. We have our own hallway.
Yep.
Sales, promotions, etc. Managers, they have their own hallway to the left. And so we all kind of stay away from each other. Like, they take social distancing to the next level here because they know how vital it is to keep everybody healthy. If one of us gets sick, then
everybody's going down.
Everybody's broadcasting from home, and somebody's sitting behind this board in a hazmat suit. And that's not going to be easy for anybody.
You're going to get Hoppy in that. What's that one? The Lightning Games? With
the astronaut suit?
Yeah. He'll be in that thing running the board behind
it. I can't breathe in this, bro.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so we're taking all these precautions, but that means especially we can't have guests in studio because we don't want to bring anything in, and we don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. So Mixtape Mondays have been shelved. The Voodoo That You Do, having guest comedians in, all the things that kind of made this show what it was has kind of been yanked away. But that's been pretty much all the shows are like that, too. So we're down to doing phoners and things like that. So it's nuts, and we've been dealing with it, but we're rolling with the punches. And we know that everybody here in the Tampa Bay area has been doing the best they can to deal with all the craziness and everything else. And we're trying to keep track of it for everybody.
Oh, I just thought about something.
What?
So let's say if we wanted to do Mixtape Monday,
yeah,
for example, that computer there is plugged into the board.
Yes.
I wonder if they could hear us through that computer, meaning using the external mic.
This is the craziness. I've been working with engineering to try to maybe Instagram Live Mixtape Monday or Zoom in Mixtape Monday.
Yeah.
Problem is, we don't have a microphone for them to hear us. So to have a conversation with somebody via Zoom or anything with the delay we have here, and it just wouldn't work.
They couldn't hear us because I don't think the delay would be that bad. They've got the connections kind of work. It used to be tough with Skype interviews and stuff.
Well, no,
like
I'm
that,
saying like
it,
like
great.
Let's say for example we had Don Pablo from his house. He's got his table set up, or we have Flacco set up ready to go. We could play it and hear them mix and everything, but for them to talk back and forth to us by us talking through the mics here, they wouldn't hear us for about 30 seconds. We would hear them immediately, and then they wouldn't be able to hear us for about 30 seconds. So.
Is there an iPad dock?
There was. I don't know.
Because if you get a right connection,
then they could hear us through the iPad, but it would still, the whole thing would just be.
It wouldn't be that bad, though. They could still hear us through the.
Through the iPad.
Through the iPad.
Right. But then it would be this echo of they wouldn't be able to listen to the station live at all because it would be all weird.
No, but who cares? They could just still do their thing. And
I've been trying to figure it out. I really have been trying to figure it out.
All right, so maybe you can't do Mixtape Monday, but we could have I was going to say Chef on, but then the whole thing is.
Because I would love to do like they do on all the television shows from TMZ to ESPN. They're just zooming in like 8 people at a time sometimes. And it's just. And it's worked out beautifully.
Works good, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the delay is not really there anymore.
It'd be nice to do, like, here. It'd be nice to just be able to go, hey, we're bringing in somebody from California. Boom, zoom them in. They pop up on the monitor. They're looking at us. We're looking at them. Kind of like Ben does from his studio. But that's patched through Comrex and Bone TV. So that's above our pay grade. Of course, the janitor's above our pay grade, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Before we get to some of the big stories, let's see who is on the line. Hey, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this? Yeah?
Good start.
Good talk, man.
Quality start.
Hey, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Johnny.
It's Wyatt.
Oh, good.
It's Wyatt, everybody.
Fantastic.
What's up, dude?
I wanted to ask you a question or two.
All right. Let's see what the first one, what it's like, and then we'll try to get the number two.
All right. So you say you're not a huge gamer, right?
Well, I'm huge, but I'm not like into video games to the point where I play like RPGs and I'm on there all day long with my headsets on. Like I play like an hour a day. Maybe I'll jump on, play some Call of Duty or play one or two games of Madden, wind down at the end of the night. But that's about it. My son's a big gamer.
Okay. So if you don't like this game and he likes adventurous games, I'd recommend these two games to him. No Man's Sky, Subnautica, and just because this is the prequel to Subnautica, Subnautica Below Zero.
All right.
Sweet. Sounds good. What's your second question?
I can't ask it to you.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, dude. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Stay fat, bud. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. He's 12, and that's still better than a lot of calls. You know
and
what I mean?
I love the kids, of course. The children are our future.
Yes.
But they can really bring a radio show to a death note.
I know. But you know, it's Feel Good Freestyle Friday.
It is.
I invited
True that.
I invited that. So we're basically public access from time to time. Mm. Really sucks. Let's get our social media out there so people know how to follow us because...
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Let's go Twitter first, @JohnnyBComedy, @JohnnyBShow, @Home_Made_Man. And, of course, Instagram, JohnnyBTampa, @TheJohnnyBShow, and @Home_Made_Man. Make sure you're following and interacting. Facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. We like to post stories that we're talking about, links to them, videos and whatnot on the Facebook page because it's loved by all, old and young. Facebook will never die. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Johnny B Show, who it is?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
My name's Sam. I'm actually calling for my husband.
Yeah.
Him and his friends and mates are actually at Charlotte Prison, and they listen to you every single night.
Oh, man, I love those guys. Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is what he told me to say, so I'm going to say he wants a shout-out to Batman and tell Johnny B that he gives laughs 5 days a week to us here in prison, and we thank him. Love the prison b-holes.
That's right, baby. Nice. Shout out Batman. We love Batman. You guys, and we know we are the show for the guys in lockup, and probably girls in lockup too. But we really
haven't listened yet.
Well, jump on there, man. You gotta represent. You gotta be the boots on the ground for your man that's in the lockup.
Yeah, that's why I'm here tonight. So thank you for giving him a shout out.
What's your husband in the clink for?
Ooh, good one.
He just did some stupid stuff.
Will, come on!
Not me.
I'm sorry, that was rude.
Not anything too bad. He's not like a rapist or murderer.
Oh, that's good.
What is it?
Grand theft, larceny, racketeering.
Stole some stuff.
Yeah.
What'd he steal?
Stole her heart. That's what he stole.
Oh,
let's go. Sorry.
What did he steal?
Yeah, he stole my heart.
Aw. Did you meet him out here, or did you meet him like as a pen pal type deal?
Actually, I met him out here. He's been in almost 3 years, and we have 7 years left.
Do you have any babies together?
Long ass time.
I have a fur baby together.
Whoa! All right. So there you go. It really does give me goosebumps and really warms my heart to know that, our stupid buffoonery can help those guys get through their evenings. It really does make me happy. And I think about those guys all the time. Whatever they did to get in there, prison is supposed to be about, reforming people and rehabbing people and getting them ready to get back into the world, and hopefully they're rehabilitated and they get out there and get a second chance when he gets out, and the rest of the guys too when they get out and they make the best of their lives and all that. So I believe in second chances. So thanks for listening, Charlotte. Charlotte County, let's go.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
you. Have a good night.
You too. All right. Bye. She had the cutest little voice. I thought it was a child for a minute.
I thought it was a kid chick. Chick kid.
Chick kid.
Yeah.
A chick kid.
Chick kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.